certainly does. Welcome back to The Run Home with Joel and Sats today. If you missed the first hour, of course, you can catch up on the Workwear Group Trading Hour through the podcast is the way to do that. For those on Android, Apple, have you covered? In fact, they don't have you covered. Spotify have you covered. That's the way to do that. Remember, you lead the charge, and this board is firing at the moment. 1300 01 1170 is the call line. Text 0457 736 736. Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. Time now for a market update. And we do that thanks to the great people at Sportsbet. The NRL's free-to-play game Pick'em is back. Just pick the winning margin from four selected matches to win a share of the 100 grand weekly prize. Head to nrl.com/pick'em now. And the coal miner is on the line, and I believe he's heading southwestbound. How are you, coal miner?
Good afternoon, boys. Yeah, I'm live from the road, somewhere on the Hume Highway, en route to Bungendore, just outside of Canberra, for the annual Ormerod catch-up. Been a few years since we've been able to get together, but we're rectifying it. So God knows what's installed. The car's struggling under the weight of the boot. It's full of French rosé and Pinot from Central Otago, Shook. So we're stocked, ready to go.
Hey, just because I know you too well, I just need to paint this picture a little bit here. Without giving you too much on air, are you driving or are you the passenger seat for this particular journey?
No, so sure. I took the new ball, took the sting out of the ball, and then we just stopped about 15 minutes ago, filled up with some fuel. So now I'm in the left door, in the left-hand side.
Gotcha.
In the passenger side, and Ness is going to bring it home for us. Why do you ask?
I just heard that can open. I'm just thinking whether it's a Pepsi Max or just
a
Pepsi.
That as well.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the cup holders in this centre console have never worked so hard in all their life. This last little hour stretch, so we might just be having a little roadie or two.
Shawnee, I don't see you as a chilled rosé man.
Mate, there's more to meets the eye to me. I can do a lot of things. Don't you worry about that, Sats.
Mate, when you get down to Bungendore, do yourself a favour and don't call it Bungendore. It's just Bungendore, okay? Otherwise, you'll be quickly evacuated from the place. Now, just to set the scene, you're going down there on a family mission, is that right?
That's correct, yes. The Ormerod gathering, we're flying in from Melbourne, Gippsland, God's country down there, from Adelaide. We're coming in from Sydney. So from all corners of Australia, pretty much.
Yeah, I like this. Like most families, you know, a few days together with all the various partners getting involved, there can be a blow-up generally.
Yeah.
Can the Ormerod family depart unscathed or not?
No. Scathing is $1.01. we're there till Monday.
Oh.
A lot of similar personalities. And then when you throw in that French rosé, Sats, anything can happen. So I reckon maybe Sunday afternoon we might just all retire to our individual quarters and then see each other next year, perhaps.
Yeah. Any creepy uncles amongst that group?
No, well, we're only a small family, and I've only got one uncle coming, so hopefully he's not listening. I dare call him creepy. No, he's a cracker, Uncle Chris, the wild Scotsman. we're all above board. That's no weirdos allowed.
If you can't name the weird uncle, you might be it.
That's
the old rules.
Yeah. Exactly.
Righto, Shawnee, we've got our pockets ready to go because you, my friend, have been seeing like the ball of the beach variety. Round 16 of the National Rugby League. In fact, by the way, quick tally on the Beanie for Brain Cancer, around $1,000 per try going to the Mark Hughes Foundation. What a way to finish last night.
Yeah, what a fill-up for the foundation. So 13 tries last night, equates to obviously 13 grand. But come the 73rd or 74th minute, we were sitting on 9,000, which in itself is a great tally. Nine tries in a game, you'll take that every day of the week. And then the Melbourne Storm, they obviously got the memo that we're giving away $1,000 per try and just went bang, 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 bang. So $13 in the skyrocket for Mark Hughes Foundation, which is a great cause, obviously. But we need to see plenty more, which is why I'm a little bit worried about the weather where I am right now. It's absolutely bucketing down. So hopefully where the footy is tonight, a little bit drier. But look, I don't have much by way of good things tonight, boys. Two very, very tricky games. We're starting off with Newcastle and the Gold Coast, obviously not too far away from that. Talk about pressure on these two coaches. If one of these sides does get flogged, boy, oh boy, there's going to be a lot of pressure come Monday morning. But I'm just going to lean the way of the night. Sportsbet punters don't really have a clue either. It's $1.80 in even money, but the money in terms of turnover split right down the middle. And then we go to Penrith and the Roosters. I never thought I'd see the Roosters at $5.50 against anyone, but it's been a crazy old year, that's for sure. The Lions, 15.5. I need to just sit tight and wait until I see pictures. Penrith Stadium before I make my mind up there. Because if it's wet, that's obviously going to bring the Chooks right into the game. I think the plus becomes very attractive there. But I do have something for you tomorrow. Now, Shug, you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's a Christmas in bit of a Christmas in July theme for lunch tomorrow. So it's going to have a bit of a Boxing Day feel, perhaps, to it for me tomorrow. I'm going to fill up on all the sort of all the trimmings, and I'm just going to retire to the couch like you do on Boxing Day. But instead of watching cricket, I'm going to put Fox League on and just watch the Bulldogs romp home against the Sharks.
Oh.
$3.10 head to head for the Bulldogs, plus 8.5. I can't believe the disrespect that's going on for the Canterbury Bulldogs. And Matt Burton, of all people, he's in that side. He can do anything at the moment. So I'm very, very keen on the Doggies tomorrow, boys.
Hey, Shawnee, the game that I'm struggling with this weekend is the Raiders up against the Dragons in Wollongong.
Yeah.
Can't pick it.
Absolutely not. Well, actually, I said to Shug today, earlier today, this is probably the hardest round of footy. Apart from that Bulldogs game, which sort of does jump out at me as being a bit of value, I found it really hard across the whole round to sort of find many bets, and that one's certainly probably one of the hardest ones. Probably have to just lean the way of the Dragons at home. I think it's probably all going to come down to whether Ben Hunt does play. I haven't got confirmation of him just yet, but I know he's maybe carrying a little niggle. So I think I'm just going to keep the powder dry until we get confirmation that he's either in or out before making a play there. But if he is playing, I think the $2.25 about the Dragons now, plus two, I think the line is, or 2.5. I think it's going to be a pretty tight game either way, but I think the home side probably gets my money there.
Now, it can't be take, which we're taking from you. Sats has got a tip for you in the fight game.
I'm going to give you one, Shawnee. You ready for this?
I've got my pen and paper ready to go, mate.
Saturday night on the Gold Coast, there is the World Cruiserweight Championship between Jai Opetia and Maris Breeders, 3 times world champion, only ever been beaten by Alexander Usyk, 37 years of age, and is paying about $1.40 to win the fight. Jai Opetia to win by KO, TKO, paying $8.50, around that money.
Beautiful.
There you go, Shawnee.
I like it, Sats. You know what? You're not the first person to actually tip me into Jai Opetia. The great James Smith, this morning with him and the missile on breakfast, they're stepping in for Bossy and Brandy, obviously.
Mm.
He gave me the exact same tip. Very, very keen on Jai Opetia. He's $2.80 just to win the fight.
Yes.
But I like what you're putting down, Sats. $8.50 for a knockout. That looks very, very inviting.
That was nice of Jimmy to relay what you told him without crediting you, Sats.
Exactly. Exactly. Bruce. Now, still in the fight game, Alex Volkanovski and Max Holloway, part 3 on Sunday in the UFC.
Yeah, the third edition. Now, Shug's got a good analogy for why Max keeps coming back to the well here. I'll leave that to him, though. The Volk, he's $1.48, so he's in the box seat as far as the betting is concerned to make it 3 on the trot against Maxi, $2.67. And, Shug, you tried to get it out of him the other day when you spoke to the Volk. Which round is he going to win him? But he's a little bit cagey, but he did say he's going to find the chin of Maxi Holloway on more than one occasion. So the Volk by knockout, $4.80. Might be the way to play that. But he did have a lot of respect for Max. He said he's got a chin made like concrete, so he can take a lot of hits. Doesn't go the distance. Maybe Volk by points, $2.25 is the way to play that. But it's going to be a big big fight day on Sunday. I know Gibbo, he's dropping for it. He'll be swanning around a pub somewhere watching that fight, no doubt.
Exactly right. Shawnee, mate, we appreciate it. Now, our man Mark doesn't miss a beat, right? So he has said, look, just rewind the tape a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to this, what he picked up moments ago, considering that we heard the same sound when we picked him up only about, what was that, about 5 minutes ago, which is about 8 kilometres for Sean.
Yep, okay,
let's have a listen.
Yep.
Another Pepsi Max.
Yep.
Another Pepsi Max. Well done to you, coal miner. Enjoy yourself. I hope you don't need a tough chin down there at Bungendore with the family, mate. Hopefully it goes all swimmingly.
So easy, boys. Wish me luck. We'll chat soon.
There he goes. The coal miner is the way to do that. 1300 011 70 is the way to have you say. What do you make of that, Sats?
What?
All those fight picks.
Oh, yeah, love it. Yeah, love it. All up, multi. We're going to go Jai Opetia.
Yes.
Knockout. And into Volkanovski. Knockout.
Yes.
Against Holloway.
Okay, one more text here before we go to the break. Dennis from Campbelltown. He says, Joel, why do you always cut off the guy who talks AFL? There's plenty of people out there like myself who support both.